Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cuska is here. Bob's our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of The Fusion Factor. He is the author of a number of books on workplace practices and policies, and The Fusion Factor is one of them. He's our good friend, Bob Cuska. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be on and talk to your listeners.
He managed people all over the world for Gillette Company, ladies and gentlemen. He was a he was the HR king biscuit over there for a long time. Hey, Bob, I'm glad you're here. Someone once said the only thing more expensive than doing something right is doing it wrong. And the only thing more expensive than good employees that require you to compensate them, to take care of them, to train them, the only thing more expensive than that is not doing that and having to keep replacing them all the time. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, I just was watching a speech by an economist, Jim, and he said the companies that win the talent war win the game. And when you think about what's going on right now, we are short millions of people
to do
the jobs that we need.
8 million, yeah. 2 million of them in manufacturing.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if the economy slows down, it's not going to change that much.
Mm-mm.
When you look at, you know, the population growth. So the guy that has the best people is going to have the best company.
And one of the things I've said around here for a while is, if you wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, with a nightmare where your key person left, walked in and said, "Boss, I'm leaving. I've got a better offer." How much would you spend to make that go away? And if whatever that number is, when you go to work today, you need to do that to that employee who hasn't left yet. What do you think?
In fact, what I tell my clients is, do it before they walk into your office.
Yep.
When they've already done it, they're already halfway out the door.
It's too late.
And sometimes you can get them to stay by throwing some money at them, but usually you've waited too late.
But the relationship is never the same after that, is it?
It's not. It's not. Because the owner starts to look at him and say, you know, he could do this again.
Yeah.
And the employee starts to know, you know what, I'm worth more money.
Or why didn't you appreciate me? Why didn't you appreciate me to start with, right? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so what do we do? How do we fix this?
It doesn't have to be all about money, Jim. It can be about something as simple as recognition.
The exit surveys show that, doesn't it? That money's not the number one thing.
They really do. And with today's millennials, you know what they rate as top? It's not money anymore. They rate as top, they want to work for a company that has value in society. And one of the things that a lot of companies do is they let them do volunteer work.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things they do to keep them.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do? There's a system. You have a system. You know, you're the best at this. You have a system for how to make this happen. Walk us through it.
Okay. The starting is, how do you define the best people? Pick any functionality you want. Sales, engineering, marketing. Well, let's talk about sales. You want the best salespeople. How do you determine what makes the best salespeople? And if you say to me, I know them when I see them, you're already off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
What you need to do is sit down and develop what I call a competency model. They're not sophisticated, sounds fancy, but it really is just three things, Jim. What is the knowledge, the skills, and the aptitudes necessary to be a high-performing sales guy?
Mm-hmm.
And there's two ways you can go about this. You go the fancy way, where you sit your subject matter experts down and you pull it all out of them, said, what makes the best people the best people? That's the way I work as a consultant. But if you're a small guy and you just hire a couple people a year, sit down on the back of a napkin and write, you know, who's my best person and why are they my best person? And you develop these competencies, okay? I need knowledge of the industry. I need the skill to run this equipment. I have to have a high work ethic as an aptitude. And you develop them. The second piece is interviewing to make sure they have those things you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do there is you do what is known as a behavioral interview. So you pick anything that you're looking for. Let's just take an example. You need to be really organized to work for me, Jim. And I need to know if you're organized. But if I just ask you, Jim, are you organized? You're going to tell me, of course I am. So I have to ask you a question that gets you to think. And I say something to you like, Jim, tell me about the time in your work history where you were the busiest, where you couldn't keep up with everything. Tell me about that time and what did you do? And I'll see the wheels start to grind. And you tell me about a time in your life where you had to come up with systems to maintain your workload.
And of course, these are people that you're interviewing for the next assignment. If you're able to find somebody to interview these days, right?
Well, that's the other thing. That's the marketing side of it. How do you sell your company? What's your employee value proposition? Why should I join Blazingame Enterprises, and why should I stay there? And you need to do that. That's the second piece you need to do for your company.
That's something most people aren't used to doing. Is that usually somebody shows up for a job. You know, you're the seller. It's the seller's market. But now today it's a buyer's market, isn't it?
It's a strong buyer's market, especially in certain categories. You can't find programming people, and if you find them, they've got five offers, and you're competing against everybody. Truck drivers.
And they might not choose the person, the company they choose might, again, we have to come back to this, might not be about the money. They might just like
That's
working
right.
with you because you did a better job of selling your company.
Yeah, and, you know, there's ways you can find out how to sell your company. One way is ask people in your company, why do you stay here? Mm-hmm. Now, be careful of that question, because if you're not a good company, they might give you an answer you don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask people why they stay, and they say, hey, I like working for a family-owned business. I like working for a growing industry. Mm-hmm. That's part of your selling proposition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like working for a company. One of my clients, it's a very simple proposition. They sell office products. They just put in a whole bunch of new technology.
Mm-hmm.
That make their salespeople more productive.
Hmm. Hey,
now,
Bob, I need your website, please.
The website is thefusionfactor.com.
Check it out, folks, and all of his books and all the things he does there, right there. Quick break, right back with Bob Cuska. More on his ideas on how to find and keep the best people. We're going to talk about how to keep those people after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.